And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Hey, it's Halloween, a time when bewitching sorceresses ply their dark arts.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
That's the song we picked for our Halloween Song of the Week essay a few days ago. It's part of an old tradition in Tin Pan Alley of romances magical and spellbinding.
Let me live neath your spell, doo-doo, that voodoo that you do so well, 'cause you do something to me nobody else could do.
That's how Cole Porter saw it back in 1928. A few years later, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer extended the thought.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
But I thought for our Halloween audio special this year, I'd sing something myself. Something a little different. Something really scary. This number comes by way of request. Way back in 1977, Ted Nugent had a big hit with this song. What goes with witches and broomsticks? Cats. Black cats. Black cats who give you cat scratch fever.
When I don't know where they come from, but they sure do.
VH1 subsequently named Cat Scratch Fever the 32nd best hard rock song of all time. And as the 32nd best hard rock song of all time, it's been covered by a lot of those other hard rock chappies like Motorhead.
They give me Cat Scratch Fever. Cat Scratch Fever.
That's the fellas from Motorhead, and in 1999, Cat Scratch Fever returned to the top 40 when the heavy metal lads Pantera covered it.
Well, I went to see the doctor and he gave me the cure. I think I wanted some more. They give me Cat Scratch Fever. Cat Scratch Fever.
Ted Nugent described that version of his song as, quote, exceedingly white, no soul, no balls, no feel, Caucasian all the way, unquote. So if he thinks Pantera is too Caucasian, God knows what he'll make of my version. Ted Nugent is actually a fellow author of mine at Regnery. My new book for them is The Undocumented Mark Stein. It's available from Regnery via Amazon, Barnes & Noble and all those kind of fellas right now. If you're up in Canada, it's at Indigo and Chapters. Ted Nugent wrote Ted White and Blue, Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto for Regnery. And also he did a cookbook for them called Kill It and Grill It. So as I said, we're both Regnery authors, and I worry that my version of Cat Scratch Fever may cause him to cut me dead at the Regnery Christmas party this year. Anyway, as I said, this song came by way of request, and as far as I'm aware, no non-rockers have ever done it. So it's a little different from the old Cole Porter or Jerome Kern for me, but why not? You take away the electric guitar solo, and what's left here is not inappropriate for this season of Halloween. Cat Scratch Fever is an actual disease, not as infectious as Ebola, but a reasonably benign form of subacute regional lymphadenitis. But in the musical sense, at the risk of making Ted sound way too Caucasian, as he would put it, it's a kind of amorous infection. And so it's not that different from that old black magic or witchcraft or that voodoo that you do so well. If you know your pre-metal pop music, you may notice a tip of the hat to an entirely different kind of fever. So here we go. For Halloween, Mark Stein sings Ted Nugent, Mike Smith on drums, and Beth Simmons on bass will set the scene.
Hey, I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come. I hope they're coming for me. And I don't know how they do it, but they do it good. And they do it for free. They give me cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Ow, cat scratch fever. Well, the first time that I got it, I was 10 years old. I got it from the kitty next door. I went to see the doctor, I said, give me the cure. And now I got it some more. They give me cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Ooh, cat scratch fever. It's nothing dangerous, I feel no pain. I've got to change. You know you got it, you're going insane. It starts a grown man crying, crying, crying. Baby, won't you make my bed? Pussies purr with the stroke of my hand. They know they're getting it from me. And they know just where to go when they need their loving man. And I do it for free. I give them cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever. I think I got it some more. I think I got it some more. I know I got it real bad.
Yeah, Hugh Davis's guitar bringing the 32nd best hard rock song of all time to an unprecedentedly subdued close. That was Kevin Amos conducting the band, and it was also Kevin's terrific arrangement. And I should also thank Russell Bennett for that magnificent trumpet solo. You can get up off the floor now, Russ. Russ? Oh, dear. We lose more trumpeters that way. That's my take on a classic song by my fellow Regnery author, Ted Nugent. As said, may cause fisticuffs at this year's Regnery Christmas party. We'll see. We'll see. But maybe I've just opened the floodgates. And now Tony Bennett and Johnny Mathis and Michael Bublé will all be doing Cat Scratch Fever. Maybe even Streisand. And if that doesn't scare you this Halloween, nothing will. Have a great All Hallows Eve. See you next time.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.